Jan's calling us from Iowa. What's on your mind?
I wanted to know what you can do for muscle twitching. It's been happening like random places around my whole body, and maybe it'll be like in my eye a day and then my hand or my stomach, but it's just the really light ones that like other people don't notice it, but I can feel it.
Yeah. Well, there are several minerals that can help us with muscle twitching. I'll tell you about one type of twitching that I have a lot of clinical experience with. I don't know why, but people will tell me about eyelid twitches, and they also sometimes say, ah, people can't tell, but I can tell, and other times they're bad enough people can tell. And I tell folks, okay, this one's easy. You don't need to go to the health food store or even just go to the grocery store. But you could go to the health food store if you feel like it. They got it too. And take all the sodium chloride salt and put it away someplace and replace it with potassium chloride salt. And just start putting that all over everything according to what your taste buds tell you. They'll tell you if it's too much. And people do that. And funny thing, why those eyelid twitches are usually gone within 3 or 4 weeks. And then should they continue using potassium chloride? Well, yeah, their bodies were telling them something. Now, it does work sometimes on twitches all around the body. I got to tell you, though, for sure that I haven't had a lot of people come in with those problems, such as in the arm or the leg or wherever. I don't know why, but it's been eyelid twitches that are the most. But in the people I've worked with those problems, potassium chloride has helped. And now let's go to the other minerals which could help. And the next one is good old magnesium. Now, magnesium, we all know it's sold in supplements and stuff. And that's a good way of getting it in for some of us. But I'm sure, Jan, that you've heard of Epsom salt baths.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever take any?
Mm-mm.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that stops twitches cold in muscles other than eyelids. And by the way, those people in Epsom, England, were really smart when they figured out that this stuff would penetrate through the skin. They didn't necessarily know it was a mineral a few centuries ago, but it penetrated through the skin and it calmed the muscles and relaxed the muscles. So they just started selling it all over England, and that's why it's called Epsom salts. But all one does is put a few scoops of that, and they usually tell you on the package, well, so many scoops in your bathtub. And folks just get in there and soak in a warm water Epsom salt bath. And a lot of people tell me, ooh, that's relaxing. My muscles, which were tight, got a lot better. I slept better at night and so forth. So potassium chloride is one thing, and that's the easiest, most easily, I should say, gotten in by sprinkling it all over stuff and just letting your taste buds tell you when to stop. Sure, you could take a supplement too. That would go a little quicker, but then you got to swallow pills. And the magnesium, yes, you could swallow pills, no question. But Epsom salt baths, if you've never had one, you might be surprised at how relaxed you feel. Now, you got to soak in that tub with warm water and the Epsom salts for 30, 40 minutes. But most of us can handle that. And for those who just got to be doing something all the time, fine, read a book, watch TV. Otherwise, just soak and relax.
So are the magnesium pushes, is that more for like the deep muscle spasms?
No, what those are for, ma'am, is for people where Epsom salt baths don't help and where swallowing magnesium in a relatively higher dose doesn't help that much either. And sometimes when that's happening, it means that the little magnesium uptake valve, as it were, nobody knows for sure it's a valve, but it's something that maintains magnesium inside of cells at 12 to 16 times as much as outside the cell. So if the cell nucleus is looking outside, it only sees one magnesium, and right around it, it sees 16 or 17 of them. So there's got to be something that concentrates that magnesium inside of cells, and it's called the magnesium pump by some. And some of us, when we get low enough on magnesium, it gets robbed from inside the cells because we got to have some in the outside the cells. And when it gets low enough, that pump quits working. Darn! But some really smart dog lab researchers figured out that rapid magnesium push would overcome the resistance of the pump and it would start working again. So that's only needed when Epsom salt baths or going and swallowing magnesium pills doesn't work. I mean, we still think there's a magnesium problem. And just incidentally, I got to shut up here and move on to the next person, but just incidentally, there is actually a test for intracellular magnesium. Unfortunately, it's hard to find. You have to go online for EXATEST. They're the only ones I know of who You can send a specimen, which is scraped from inside the cheek, just like you get a DNA test, but it's put into a little container or on a slide or something and sent out to the laboratory. And the silly thing costs a couple hundred dollars, but it'll tell you if you've got the magnesium inside of your cells or not. But another thing one can do, as I say, is just try the baths and the capsules before you spend the money on trying to find that out.
And that's EXAT?
Yes, EST. EXA test. Just put that in your computer. It'll come up.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.